Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, it is Tamara with Two Teas in a Pod. My other tea is at a horse show right now competing and we're wishing her all the luck. But today we have somebody that I like to call a friend, Margaret Joseph from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. What's going on? What's going on? Now, I want to know, do you have your iced coffee and a wine glass ready to go?
No, I normally would, but you know what? I was a little chilly. Are you mad I don't have it today? I have a cup of tea. I wanted to get my iced coffee, but I did the piggies. And today I had a cup of tea. I just finished a confessional.
Can I ask you what you put in your glamorous iced coffee?
Yes, I always put some kind of coffee mate. I normally put in my Snickers creamer, coconut creamer.
You're killing me.
No, I know. Fattening shit.
Well, I just want to say cheers from one shit stir to another.
May we all unite.
Right. May we always have strong arms.
That's right. That's what I said.
I listened to your podcast last night.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
I'm so glad.
I love it. Is it mostly about advice, business, things like that? That's the one I listen to.
Yes, mostly business advice. And you know what? You do what you do so perfectly. I would never want to compete with someone as fabulous, but if we could be half as successful as you, I'll be happy.
Oh, you're so sweet. But you're quite the powerhouse with the pigtails. You have the Macbeth collection. Candy Couture. You have your podcast, Caviar Dreams, and Tuna Fish Budget. You also have your book. And now you have a new drink. Now I'm also coming out with a drink. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, yours is non-alcoholic. Mine has THC in it. So totally different. But we do have a lot of things in common after we met the other night.
Yes. We're so similar. I love it. And our husbands get along so well, which
is
amazing.
Our husbands ride Harleys. Just a lot. I took my thing off, but I fell off my motorcycle.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
In the driveway. I was in the driveway. The engine
At least it was in the driveway.
After 5 hours of riding, I'm in the driveway. But anyways, it's just sprained. It's not broken. But what a pain in the ass it was for you to film with a broken bone. I've done it before. It sucks.
I know. What was it? Did you hurt your wrist?
I sprained my wrist.
Oh my God. That's the worst. I know. That's what it was. I had my wrist broken. That's terrible. But I love that you ride your own motorcycle, because I have to get on the back of Joe's. I'm too chicken shit to ride my own.
That's actually a question I have for you. If you ride on the back of Joe's motorcycle.
No, I don't, because yes, I ride on the back. I won't ride on my own. I have a pink helmet. I go right on the back. I'll go for hours with him. He's been riding motorcycles since he's like, I swear, since he's 12, and you know, he's old now. And I love to go with him. I really enjoy going on the back of the motorcycle. It's great. We go even in the winter sometimes. You know, he has the little heated seats and the whole nine yards. Yeah. I wear the heated jacket, all the bullshit. I love it.
Yeah. Eddie's obsessed. Obsessed.
I know. We'll have to go together.
When we went to dinner in New York, they were sitting there talking about Harleys the entire time.
Exactly. You and I were dealing with other stuff, which we're not going to talk about, but it was fine.
Overall, it was a good dinner until the end.
Yes, it was a good dinner. Listen, we have, you know, it was the girls and the glamour gays doing their thing, and the two men talking about the motorcycles.
Exactly. So are you done with the pigtails? Are you bringing the pigtails back ever?
Yes. I still wear them, like on the weekend. I'll wear them sometimes for filming, but you know, I wear so many hair pieces. You and I go to the same hairdresser when you're here, in New York hairstylist, the Jewel.
Julius.
But you know, I wear my hair so many different ways, because I feel like I'm always like in costume. I do the bob, I do the ponytail, I wear my hair up. So I still do wear them, but not exclusive. I'm not exclusive to the pigtails.
Have you ever gone dark with your hair?
Never.
Me
Once
either.
You're blonde, never. We can't do that, Tamara. We're born to be blonde.
I've been asked so many times, would you go dark? No. I've gone different shades of blonde, but never brunette, never dark. Can't do it.
I know. I even have a tattoo that says the blonde. I am not.
You
know,
you have a tattoo?
Yes, I have a few tattoos. And Joe
you
has
too.
A tattoo. Yeah, I do. Joe says has a tattoo that says, love the blonde you're with. And I am definitely the blonde. I mean, he could be with you. He could be with me.
I've been thinking about getting a tattoo lately. I don't know why. I mean, I had tattoos removed. And now I'm thinking at my old age, you know, maybe I want one.
They're very addictive. They're very addictive. I love a good tattoo.
Both my sons are covered in tattoos. So we had a lot of fans reach out and ask about your weight loss.
Yes.
You look amazing. Any secret to it?
Thank you. Yes, there's a lot of secrets to it. It's funny. I was just talking about it. I read an article in Town and Country about this doctor in the city. It's a wellness clinic. And the editor of Town and Country was like, the guy couldn't get shredded. He was middle-aged. He worked out all the time. This guy did peptide therapy. I was like, what the hell is a peptide? But I said to Joe, I said, I have to go there. Because listen, menopausal, I couldn't do shit, right?
Yeah.
So I was already on hormone replacement, but this guy does the pellets. So I went and got the hormone pellets. I went in right away. And then he was like, he does all different kind of peptides. He does your blood work. So I am literally on three different kinds of my own little cocktail of peptides. They are shots. It is like one of them is like a GLP-1, which
so
is
not to be confused with Ozempic.
No. Well, listen, Ozempic is a brand of a semaglutide, which is a peptide. I'm not going to say, it is some sort of a version of a, one of them is a version of a semaglutide, but he does his own mixture. One is for your muscle to maintain muscle mass. One is for joints, whatever ails you. So his is more like a wellness thing.
Wellness,
so mine's a big combination that I've been doing since April. So I think a lot of people haven't seen me out in the streets. So I think that's why it's such a drastic change. It is 20 now. It's 22 pounds. I'm not going to lose any more.
You've lost 22 pounds. Are you? Yeah. Do you work out as well?
I do a lot of, I'll do the Peloton, I walk, I do things like that. I'm not really, I should be more like you and be more of a gym person, and I'm not. But I do like walking, Peloton, and things like that.
Yeah, as long as you're moving your body and doing something you enjoy doing, it's perfect.
Yes, absolutely. I do that. So that's really what it is. So it was like a series of things that I did.
I have to ask you, how is Marge Senior today? Is she dating? Okay. Do we get to see a lot of her this season?
We see her on the season. I don't know as much because we had a lot of the new girls. You know, she's, of course, in my life on the show. She's great. She's 76. She has so much energy. She runs the streets. you know, I'm trying to find her someone good. Marge Singer happens to be very liberal and very opinionated. If you think I'm opinionated, she makes me look mild now. So she, you know, she's a bossy bitch with no filter, but thank God she's doing great. She's very healthy. She, you know, she just had a UTI. So God knows she could be having sex. I don't know. She called me for antibiotics. So God knows what's going on there. No, but she's doing great. Thank you.
My mom's the same way. She's 72 now, but she just loves the cameras. I had to hear about her sex life this year and all those things. And it's just,
I think our mothers are similar. I mean, we're just like, you know, you and I could be definitely sisters.
Yeah. So first episode aired. I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Got right into the drama. There was no, this was not a introduction to who's who. This was like, let's go Jersey style. Now you have a new friend that's on the show.
Jen Fessler.
Yes. Okay. Did you go by Jen or Jennifer? Cause we're trying to, at the pod here, we're trying to figure out who we're calling Jen and who we're calling Jennifer. So it doesn't get confusing.
I would call her Jen.
Okay. Teddy had it the opposite way. Do you ever get concerned about bringing on a friend to the show and how it can affect your friendship?
It does cross my mind, but I didn't think it crossed my mind with her. She's very normal, funny, not insecure, just a regular person. And I feel like if, as long as we're our authentic selves, I'm not going to worry about it. I just feel like we got to keep it real. And I thought she would be a great fit. She didn't even think about coming on the show. And I said, you know what, I'm going to refer you for this show just to come on, because I think we're friends. You're hysterical. She's like, I'm not doing, you know, it's not. And she was like, she was just perfect. She really is just perfect.
Yeah. She seemed pretty opinionated, outgoing. I really think all the new girls were pretty opinionated, outgoing. Now, do you potentially see her as a housewife, or do you think she'll just be a friend of? Is that what she's happy with?
Content? I think she's very happy with her role. She says she's fine if she's just a friend. I think she'd be an amazing housewife. I think either role is perfect for her. I think she's happy with whatever happens. She has a shoe company. So she has a business. You know, she's a very full life in general. And the other two girls are pretty great also. It's not like I'm madly in love with both of them. Obviously, I love one more than the other. I get along better with Rachel at this point than Danielle. But the truth is, I think they both fit in seamlessly.
Yeah. Now, recently, there's been a lot of things in the headlines. Teresa recently said you should have never come to her wedding if you were going to leave early. What is your response to that? And were you do you feel like you were supposed to stay there a certain amount of time? And how long?
I never knew there was rules to stay at a wedding. I went there to celebrate her marriage. I did go there. I was very supportive of it. And I gave her a generous gift. She cashed my check very quickly. You know, I get an alert as soon as my checks are cashed, anything over a certain amount of money. So she felt very comfortable taking my gift. And she knew that I was very supportive of her marriage. I stayed well through the cocktail hour. I was trying to wait for her to come down to her, you know, party. She was doing costume changes. I was waiting. I just didn't feel comfortable dancing the whole night away, because I knew there was some bitter sweetness with Joe and Melissa. And you know what? Even as happy as I was for Teresa, it was also painful for other, you know, her other family members. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I celebrate her. It was beautiful. And I did the best for both parties. For her to say, like, I shouldn't have been there, I'm not picking sides. Melissa and Joe didn't want me to pick sides about it. I wasn't picking sides with Teresa. I did the best I could.
She also said you went for a photo op.
I don't even know what photo op that even is. I mean, I get plenty. I'm in plenty of photos. I didn't need that for a photo op. I think it would have been more press if I didn't attend. And it would have been negative press, and I wasn't ready to bring any negativity towards her wedding.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that is the nonsense of the century. I mean, I will say one other thing. People made it on that list that she knew for 5 minutes. I mean,
make it on that list.
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. But she knew Chanel Ayan, the Housewives of Dubai, managed to get to that wedding.
It was like a mini BravoCon.
Yes. So cut me a break.
I know. There's been so much going on between Melissa and Teresa. I mean, to me, I'm like, can they recover from this? Dolores recently said that Teresa and Joe should just part ways. Do you agree with that? Do you think that it's time for them? I mean, they're family, so it's hard.
They're family. I think knowing you and I have issues with my family. You've had issues with your family. We all know how painful that is.
Yes.
I think everything's fine to take a beat, take a pause. You want nothing to happen forever, because when this is all over, said and done, who do you have but your family? I think right. For now, I understand everything's got to stop. They're both not in a good space. I hope, truthfully, I hope it's not forever. I've said this to each of them individually. The only people who could share the memories of their parents is each other.
Right.
And she can't have that with anybody else. And I've said that the same thing to Joe and Melissa. But I think for now, they cannot be together. But I can't say forever.
Yeah, I've spent time with Joe and Melissa in Vegas recently. So nice, fun to be around. And then I also have spent time with Teresa and Louis at BravoCon, and they were nice and sweet. Like, it's hard. It must be hard for you to be in the middle of this.
It is. It's, I think I'm so close to Joe and Melissa, and I was always much closer with Joe and Melissa, but Teresa and I started off beautifully. Teresa gets very upset with me very easily. And I think she's more of a grudge holder. And I think that's what it is. I think it's very hard for her to move on. I was hoping she could. And right now that's not going to happen. And I hope eventually things could change. But right now I don't see a way through it.
Do you think it would hurt the show if one of them left?
I do think it would be a problem, because they've been so part of each other's lives. Teresa will always say, it's the Teresa show. She's riding my coattails. You know, I've seen some fans say that. Well, what has Teresa had if it wasn't talking about her family as well? She said she's given birth. She's buried, you know, her parents. Well, Joe's buried his parents and Melissa's buried her in-laws. They've had the same exact thing happen. And those things that have happened in her life, no one wishes upon anybody.
Well, I think anytime you're on a show for that long, you've, you know, shared so much about your life.
Of course.
With the fans.
Of course.
It's hard to like pick and choose, like, oh, I did this. Yeah. I did that. It's not really a tit for tat.
No, it's no tit for tat whatsoever. They both had amazing things happen on the show. Melissa's created envy on the show, and she's still in business. You know, the things
having a small business, especially brick and mortar,
it's
not an easy gig for sure.
No, so they both had very big, abundant lives on this show.
Now, do we see it get better with them this season?
You know, there's definitely, they didn't even start off. There's a lot of happy moments, and that's the whole thing. There's a lot of great highs.
We'll have some balance.
We have some balance. It's a great season. I mean, the best trip we've ever taken was on this season. The best show I've taken since I've been on the show was on this season. The most fun we've ever had. I think all of us said it. The best trip we've all ever had, which is a lot of fun. Thank God.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Now, going into the season, you said Jennifer had it out for you. Do you think she's contacted your ex-friend Laura, or did Laura contact her? And by the way, Laura's husband tweeted to me and Teddy about coming on the pod, and that was a hard pass for us.
I know, exactly. Talk about desperate and thirsty. Parched. I think Jennifer didn't contact her to start out with. I don't think that happened at all. I'm going to try to make this brief. Laura, I tried to get her on the show for 2 seasons in a row. When I couldn't deliver, I can only try and introduce my friends to the best of my ability.
Yeah,
I think she was very upset with me. And then she contacted Jennifer and Teresa. Jennifer and Teresa took the bait. You know, she was thinking she could create some drama. But Jennifer, obviously very upset with me, still in contact with Laura. It's petty bullshit high school games.
It is
games.
Bullshit. That's bullshit games. But don't you believe that that's the kind of shit that TV brings out in people? I had something similar like that happen to me. I had a friend that was in my wedding, and then I didn't invite him to a party on camera. And then all of a sudden, like, he went behind my back and started contacting my enemies, and, you know, and it's very hurtful.
I think it's a sign of insecurity, desperation, jealousy. And, you know, for anybody to say anything else, it's not true. Nobody does that. Someone who's a part of your life and is there for your celebrations, and then they get upset with you, they're going to go to the people who dislike you the most to spread rumors and do these things and just say, it's like, well, I'm going to show who she really is. Well, if I was so horrible, you wouldn't have been up my ass for that many years.
Yeah. I agree. Now, the season premiere, you sit down with Teresa. And Joe go to her house. Did it go as you expected? And did Joe want to go? Did he have to convince you to go?
You know, I was surprised she invited me over so quickly. I was, after the reunion, it was very, very bad. And I was like, I don't even know how we're going to get back together. But at the roller skating party, she had come right over to me. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to lure me over, bury me in the backyard. I didn't know what was going to happen. And Joe was like, don't worry, we're going to go over there. I already had my broken arm. She knows I like to eat. She offered me some cheese. I showed up. And
that's all it took was the cheese, right?
Offer me some cheese, I'm showing up. So I had gone over there, and I think Louis was encouraging her. At first I was like, are you doing this for Louis? I was very candid with her. I believed in her sincerity that she wanted to make up. She texted me, I am sincere. She was going to therapy. I think it really started off on the right foot. I did, you know, and everyone's like, do you take her back? So I seemed skeptical at first, but I was like, baby steps. And she seemed very sincere that she wanted to move it forward.
Now, how long does this truce last between the two of you?
I thought it lasted most a long time through the, you know, through the wedding. I think I had some deep heart to hearts with her and everything else. I think things get misconstrued. She's one thing with Teresa, she could say what she wants. She is easily influenced. Whoever is in front of her influences her.
Yeah. Do we actually get to see a new Teresa? Does she start reacting again? Did the therapy work?
I think it does work. I think in certain instances it does work, but I think in other instances, you know, her temper does flare.
I know. I'm sorry. I like watching Teresa because I like to see her react. So I, you know, kind of wish it, hope it doesn't help her. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? As a viewer.
No, of course. She's known for those moments.
Yeah. Do you think Louis is good for her?
I think he is. I think he tries to get her to see a different perspective. And, you know, time will tell. I do think, you know, right now it doesn't look so. I think they're both very upset right now. But
you're
choosing your
words wisely right now.
I'm choosing my words very wisely. I think. You know what? I think they're very happy together. I think being, you know, starting a marriage on a reality series is not easy. And being on, you know what it is in the public eye. You and Eddie did it, but you have a very strong foundation. You know what it's like. It's hard.
Yeah. We haven't really had any struggles like that, but.
You've been lucky. You know,
I've been lucky. Totally lucky.
And Eddie's a different type of person. And you're two different people. Joe and I are two different people.
Well, Eddie's not really into the limelight where he's like, has to be, you know, on camera. He could care less about that.
Yes. He's the man behind the woman. And this is a different scenario.
Speaking of men, there's a new man in Dolores's life, Polly.
Yes.
Do you like Paulie? Is he good for Dolores?
Yes, I think Paulie's very charming. He really loves Dolores. He's her little pot of gold, Irishman. I love that he has a brogue. He's, you know what? He seems great. Everything's good with them. And she's very, very happy. I mean, it's different to see Dolores in such a serious relationship.
I know.
We see a different Dolores. It's kind of funny. I get a big kick out of it.
Do you think Frank is jealous?
I don't think he's jealous as much as their relationship has changed. You know, it was more, but it was everybody like one big happy family. But I think it's, you know, it's just different. I think they relied on each other for different things. Brittany, Frank has Brittany, who's great, but Brittany was very close with Dolores. And I think, you know, Paulie's a different kind of guy. It's like, you know, I don't want to always hang out with your ex-husband. So I think that's probably harder for Frank because, you know, David loved Frank being around.
Do you see Frank's girlfriend, Brittany, becoming a cast member on the show?
Brittany is a little doll. Joe and I dinner with Frank and Brittany often. I would love to have her around more frequently. She's adorable. She's so sweet. I would love to have her around. She's actually very good friends with Rachel.
Oh, wow. The new cast member on my show. Another young one.
People born in the 90s.
People born in the 90s. I have kids older than that. Do you like having younger housewives or even as a viewer, you watch other franchises? I like my housewives seasoned. I like them with older kids. I personally don't want to see little kids on camera. I mean, unless they're flipping the camera off. I love that. That was great.
You know, it's funny. I also love a seasoned housewife. I like people who've had a big life under their belts because it's more interesting. People have had life experience.
Right.
I'm very much like you, Tamara. Rachel has a very young mother, old soul. She adopted her, she was in the process of adopting her stepson. So she's an older stepson. So she's had a very big life. So okay. I think they did a good picking with her because she's very mature.
She's very mature. And I talked to Teddy about that on our last podcast. I said, you know, it could be that because she has a teenage son, right?
Yes, exactly.
So she had really children early and she's had some experiences under her belt. So that's good. That's really good.
Yes. Yeah. You need somebody who's had a full life, who's lived a life, not somebody who's, you know, hasn't had life experience, because that's very hard for everybody to relate to. That's also what makes it interesting. But I think like, you get a little older, you've had a life, you've been around the block. There's a lot more discuss, a lot more action.
Yeah. Another question. Do you like your housewives married or do you like to
see like them married? I could take them either way. I could take them divorced, single, married. You know, I think they should have been married before or had serious relationships before, but I could take them anyway.
We've had so many that have actually gotten divorced on camera and are still like Shannon Bedore. She was married, got divorced, still on the show. Like, I totally get that. But
exactly. As long as they have juicy stories and a fun cast, I'll take them anyway. I could get them.
Yeah. The cast seems really split. It really does. And it does. Between, like, do you feel like you have to support, I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. Do you feel like you have to support Melissa and Teresa? Are you pushed to one side more than the other?
I say exactly.
Like people want to say, what side are you on? But you don't really have to pick sides at this age, right?
No, I just say whatever I feel and what I think is right. If I just happen to think Melissa's right, I say it. If I am more with always Melissa, it's because I do feel like what she's saying is valid. I mean, if we align more, that just happens to be in our thought process. That's just the way we think.
Is there any surprise relationship shifts this season that we'll see?
I don't think people realize how close Dolores and I are. And I think Dolores and I have a lot of the same values and we think a lot. And I don't think people realize that as much, even though, and I think she's also that way too, even though I think because she has a history of Teresa and her and Teresa are so close. She's also very close with me. We speak on the phone every day. And I think that people will see that more, that we have a very good relationship.
Yeah. Were you shocked that Jackie got demoted?
I was shocked. You know, I was disappointed. I felt bad, but she's just part of the mix as much as she always is. She's very prevalent. She comes on our trips. She's still just as opinionated. I think Jackie also had to take a step back. She shared a lot about her health. She wanted to work on her health, get healthy, feel good. That was a big deal. I think, you know, people probably didn't realize she really needed to recover from that eating disorder and work on her health herself. And I think she got to do that. And she looks amazing, feels amazing. So I was happy that she could take the time to do that.
Is she doing better now?
Yeah, she's doing so much better. I mean, you could just see on her face. I told her, you know, I think when you're in it, you don't realize it. And we've always known her, feeling that way and being so thin. And because she was the way she talked about her eating disorder is like she was always thinking about food and those things. And if I picked up on a little, you'd never want to say anything. But now she just looks like so healthy, so vibrant, feels so good.
She does. She looks incredible and she does look very healthy.
Yeah. And she's a different, vibrant Jackie. So I think she needed to take a little step back.
Now, I was shocked to know that the new housewife, Danielle, has a connection to Caroline Manzo.
I know. Crazy, right?
I know. And you had said previously in 2020, you never met Caroline. Have you met her?
Yes. Now, I met her at BravoCon. And we always would like each other's comments or whatever it was. And I always thought she was such a strong woman. And I thought she was very funny. You know, just like no bullshit. And then I met her at BravoCon and she was so excited to chat with Joe and I, and we loved meeting her and it was great. I mean, she doesn't even live that far away from me. So it was really nice to catch up and bond with her at BravoCon. And it was funny that she was related to Danielle somehow through marriage. I don't know if Danielle's ex-stepmother, I don't know, some weirdo thing.
Was married to her brother or something.
Yeah, I can't follow that. Some fakakta thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then isn't Dolores friends with Caroline as well?
Dolores is very close with Caroline. They're very close friends.
Could you see her returning to the show?
I could. Listen, I could. I think she'd do great. I think she would seamless, again, fit it right in because she's so close to Dolores. I get along with her. Melissa gets along with her. I could see her making a comeback.
Well, you know, this Ultimate Girls Trip, sometimes it revive your career on The Housewives.
Yes, it's true. It does.
It does.
It does. I mean, look. Well, you were much needed.
Oh, thank you.
I got yelled at. Heather Dubrow was mad because I said it was boring.
Okay, yes, that's actually in my rundown. You had said that the Real Housewives of Orange County is one of the worst franchises.
Well, they asked me, but that was before you got back. We needed a little more excitement. We just needed a little.
A lot more.
It wasn't that interesting at that point. I felt bad. I loved all the ladies, but it just nothing was going on.
They had a rough 2 years for sure.
They did have a rough 2 years. I think they just needed
Me.
You needed to come back. You needed to, what am I going to say? I mean, they needed you to come back. I think it wasn't, you know, it takes a while to get the sauce right, right? The right mix of spice.
Well, I think that whenever you remove a cast member that's been on the show for so many years, it puts a different dynamic in there. And we talked about that with Melissa and Teresa. If one was removed, one of them would be definitely missed from the show.
Yeah, it would be missed, you know, and I think people don't realize that. And people cancel this one, cancel that one. We've had a solid cast up until this year. We haven't changed the cast, what was it, for 4 years. And we've done great. Now we've added cast members. It's great. They fit in fabulously.
That's what I like about it. If it works, don't try to fix it.
People like to invest in
us girls. They've watched us throughout the years. Then you bring in a new one. It's like, oh, geez, now I got to get to know this one.
Exactly. And there's so much going on. I think people are sick of that. The truth, what has to happen is no one wants to hear them fighting anymore and the bullshit and the old stuff. That's got to stop.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you have your friend Danielle. I have to ask you about another Danielle. Danielle Stubbs. Yes. Did you ever actually work with her?
Yeah. I came on the show with her. I pushed Marty in the pool. But
that
was my big scene. And I was in her wedding. I came my rookie season. Danielle came on as a friend. She made her comeback as a friend and yes. I really bonded with her.
It's coming back to me.
It's coming back. The sick thing is I really cared about Danielle. I actually had a very soft spot for her and I cared for her.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say that know her, that they
really
I
really did care for her. She flipped a switch. And that was unfortunate. That was sad. I think like you, Tamara, I'm brutally honest. I say the way it is, just like when you had that thing with Vicky and Brooks and you just say the way it is. And yeah. I said to her, and this is really truthfully, I was like, you're going to fuck up your life. You got to work it out with this guy. I don't like the way you're treating Marty's kids. This is your real life. You're going to ruin it. She's like, you're trying to ruin my marriage. I go, I'm not trying to ruin your marriage. I'm trying to make it work. I'm like, cameras, no cameras. Yeah. I'm like, you fix this. I'm like, mm-hmm. If you need a sugar daddy, you give sugar. And that's right. Simple. Don't fuck it up. And she was trying to turn Marty against us. I was like, I'm not playing this game. I told you. Everything I said came true. I mean, call me psychic, but it all happened. The marriage fell apart right after we got done filming, all that stuff.
I have that intuition as well. You know, when Vicky was dating Brooks, I knew right away, not good for her. I also knew, and it got really bad between her and I. And then when she was dating Steve, I knew he is not the guy for her. I knew it. And I had to stay quiet because I learned my lesson from the Brooks days and I didn't want to piss her off. And I figured, you know what, at this point, she has to live it. She's got to figure it out herself because no matter what I say, she's not going to.
Exactly. I thought Marty was good for Danielle. And then she got in his head saying, you know, Margaret's not good to us, this, that, she says this. And then Joe and I had a fight with Marty. I pushed him in the pool. And then Joe and Marty made up. And now we still talk to him and his new girlfriend.
Oh, how crazy.
Crazy.
Okay. So we both have sons that don't want to film.
Yes.
Now my son is like, Mom, he did, but it's not really his thing. He's really shy. Is that the same with your son or is he in a career that it doesn't?
My son is in a career. All my kids were, he's in a career that's very serious. And he does not like the spotlight. He doesn't have social media. He wasn't interested in it. He is just like, this isn't my life. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
That's exactly
how my son is.
Exactly. And he wanted nothing to do with it. Everyone's like, your kids hate you. Da, 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 all that nonsense.
Oh, yeah, I go through that too.
He's my biological son. We are very close. We are together all the time. He's my son with my ex-husband who passed away. I had Shiva at my home. We are all bonded. My oldest stepson, who's 47, Brett, I do speak about him. He is filmed with me. We are very close. He's from my first marriage. My other two kids, the death of my ex-husband, my middle stepson, you know, we're much better. We're in a much better place. My stepdaughter and I, not so good. But everybody else, all my boys, great, which makes me happy. Joe has two kids. They're amazing. So I have a very, very full family that we're all very close.
So you do have a family, despite Jennifer said.
But I just, they don't, and we're always together. We travel together. We have holidays together. But everybody hates the camera. We're so TMI, they want no part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that. And yet the worst thing you can do is try to force your kid. Just do it. Just do it. Like I'm like you. I very rarely post about my children on social media.
Yeah. They would hit the roof. I could post about Brett because he doesn't mind it, but everybody else is like, no.
Yeah.
Way. No.
Honestly, it's not because I don't want to. It's that, you know, kids get to a certain age. You're like, Mom, don't put me on social media. You know, my daughter is 17 and she's like, as soon as you post a picture of me, people hunt me down. And I get she's private and she gets all these friend requests. She's like, no. And then one time I posted a picture for her birthday a few years back and somebody had wrote in the comments, which I rarely read the comments, oh, you're going to get her nose fixed? And then after that, I said, I ain't doing this anymore.
People get right in there and they didn't ask for this. And we did. And it's not their choice. And yeah. I think we have big enough personalities to do it without our kids. That's what I say.
I will say that my daughter, Sophia, will film. She turns 18 in September and she will film next year. So she hasn't filmed all this time because of the fact her dad would not sign for her.
So. Oh, that's like Brett. Listen, Brett, my stepson's almost as old as me. He's 47. He finally just got engaged. I mean, he'll film his fiance. Like I could have them on. I have Lexi. Thank God. Lexi has a little son. Lexi lives in my guest house because she's getting divorced. I have my, you know, Marlene, my mother. So it's like, I have my cast of characters. So we're good too.
Yeah. Is there anything, I know our time's running out, but is there anything you want to tease for this season?
Oh my God.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but anything you can tease.
I'm trying to think what else I could tease. Does anything crazy happen in Ireland? I'm trying to think. You know what? It's just.
You guys went to Ireland. We went to Ireland one year. It was one of
we went to Ireland
trips.
I know. And that was one of the best trips you guys took. And that's the best trip that we took. And I think people are going to be very happy with everything that goes on there. But I think the season, you know, I hate to say it, the season finale is like the cliffhanger and everything culminates and every answer will be answered at the season finale. And I think that's what it is.
Oh my God. When are you on Watch What Happens Live?
Not till I think March 7th. I'll keep you posted.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
I have some rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
Biggest pot stir.
I mean, it might be me. I mean, I don't, is it a pot stir, being honest?
It might be. But be honest. I want you to be honest. Who's the biggest pot stir?
I wouldn't say I'm a pot stir. I mean, I guess I'm a pot stirrer. I would say me. But this year, not me. This year, I'd say it's Jennifer. Normally, I would say me.
I was just going to say.
Normally, I would say me. This year, it's Jennifer.
I wouldn't say you're a pot stirrer as much as you are.
A truth teller.
Truth teller. And that's how I like when people say, like, you're a pot stirrer. I'm like, if you're afraid of the truth, then yeah, call me a pot
stirrer.
Yes,
that's what I say. That's what keeps my arms in shape. We stir the pot.
Biggest liar.
Biggest liar. I would say, let me think, Jennifer.
Okay. Best fashion.
Best fashion. People don't love my clothes, but I would say me. I have the most unique sense of style, and I would say I like my clothes. Well, my clothes the best.
You're in the fashion industry, right?
Yes. People might not understand it, but I mix prints. It's high end. I mean, I like what I wear.
Okay, I might know the answer to this. Worst fashion.
Oh my God, I feel guilty saying Jennifer constantly, but I just can't. I called her disheveled this year.
Okay. Well, I was going off the interview looks.
Oh, Danielle. Then it's Danielle.
Yeah. It was Danielle.
Then if it's off the interview looks, then it's Danielle. You know what? I might have to give Jennifer a pass. It's Danielle.
Because it kind of reminded me of early days of Housewives.
We just wore
like blouses and jeans, and we just sat in our living room and did these.
Yes, it's true. She's a throwback. She's a little bit of a throwback.
Nicest house.
You know, again, I don't, everybody has different tastes. That's a tough one. I mean, Teresa's new home. I love the inside of my house. I'm a kook. You know what I mean? It's like, out of everybody's house to pick in, I would still pick my house to live in. I live right by the city. I love a house that's 114 years old. The inside of Melissa's house is beautiful. The brand new, and Teresa's landscaping is the best. Teresa has the best backyard, hands down. Beautiful, nice. Stunning. It's like a country club. I will say that. Her backyard's the best. My decor, to me, you know, is that. I mean, I'm a Stony Wolf, but I love my decor.
Yours reminds me, after being in Bluestone Manor, similar. Yes, you have the Missoni wallpaper, similar, right?
Yes, I am very similar to a Dorinda when it comes to things like that.
She has the Missoni carpet.
Yes, and I'm very old world, and I do like a lot of prints, so I like my decor style. The inside of Melissa's house, they did do a great job, and I love the inside of her house. It's very clean lines. It's very hotel-y chic, so I like that. So there's like pieces of every, our three houses that I love. I love the Tudor of my house. My windows are tremendous for an old Tudor. And my location, I can't help but
I like
it.
Big windows. Yeah. Who had the hardest season?
Melissa.
Oh, hardest season. Is she going to recover?
For sure.
Is she going to recover?
Yes, but it's painful. She gets it from every angle. Even though I think they were trying to ruin me, she was like, they ruined, you know, it was painful for her.
Okay. I got to tell you, Jennifer Aiden bugs the shit out of me.
No, shocker. I mean,
now that voice that she talks in, when she's yelling, is that her normal voice? Or does she have like a TV voice?
And I don't know what she does. And, you know, at the point, that's her drunk. I don't know. I just talk louder. And my, you know, Myrna, yeah. Rosa, you know, me, I sound like an old lady Myrna when I yell. But her and I just don't see eye to eye. I feel the exact same way. Something about her gets under my skin. I don't change my persona. I don't morph into another human.
Yeah. I mean, I think she even bugs her husband the way he looks at
her
sometimes.
Oh, like, for sure. Oh, without a doubt. Bill is a saint.
Now, one more. I have another question I forgot to ask you. How hard was it to get Joe to go shirtless and take pictures on the Harley?
You know, it was not as hard as you would think. I mean, I think men aren't as insecure about their bodies as women, like even if they have a few pounds on them. Right. I think Joe is very confident as a man. He's like, who cares if I have a little belly? That's pasta. Who cares? And he knows I'm madly loved them, but it's very funny. Someone was like, Joe, suck your stomach in, do this, do that. He was totally fine with it. He feels very happy on his Harley and the way he looks. And he's like, whatever it is, maybe they'll Photoshop me. He's hysterical.
I've always said, and I've even told Caden this, that I feel like your Joe is the hottest husband on the show.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you.
Just because he's just a guy's guy. And
he is a guy's
guy. Such a good husband. And he's not douchey in any way. And I feel like he's just kind of really the overall package for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. That makes me feel so good. I love. And you know what? I am saying this, and it doesn't make the podcast. I said I was so happy to meet Eddie because you don't get to know him on the show. And I said to Julius and everything else, Joe and I were like in love with him. He's so nurturing, caring. Not only is he handsome, but he's humble and just all these things. And he's really the guy behind the woman. And I think people, you know, I was just so impressed, and it really was very impressive. I think we're both very blessed with great husbands who are the men behind us. And I think that's it's a rare quality.
Yeah. I mean, I truly believe God gave me Eddie because he just has taught me so much, and he is so nurturing. Like, we've done interviews on TV and the hosts have said, oh my God, I just feel like I just want to sit there and listen to your talk because you're so nurturing. Like, he has that, like, that, I don't know, that charm about him where he wants to teach people and help people. I don't have that at all.
But I also feel like, you know, he's very caretaking of you and wants good things for you. And that's the way I feel about Joe also. It's like, they never want to steal our spotlight. They want us to shine first. And that's a very rare quality and very special, especially what we go through.
Oh, for sure. Now, if you had to go on any other Housewife show, be a cast member, what franchise would it be?
I always used to say New York, but now since they redid New York, I'm not going to go on New York. So I'll come to OC and be with you.
They should just take a bunch of us from a couple of them for each franchise and just put us in New York for a few months and just film the show. There's the reboot right there.
I said that too. That would be a great show to do. We said that at dinner the other night, that I would love if we would just do that. We could go back and forth over the bridge, take the best of everybody.
That would be
amazing.
Similar to the Ultimate Girls
Trip.
Have you been asked?
Not yet. I have not been asked. I felt a little sad. Well, when I found out they were doing Marrakesh, but it was ex-wives, then I understood why I didn't go. But I was like, oh my God, I would love to be in Morocco. Like, it's so me in a caftan, a headscarf. I'm a headscarf wearer.
Yes, you are. Amazing.
Yes, I'm a big headscarf wearer.
I knew I was really bummed that obviously if I wasn't asked back to Orange County, I would have gone on that trip. But I'd rather have my spot back on Orange County.
Oh, of course. Sure. Of course. For sure.
But
for
it
sure.
looked like a fabulous trip until it all went to
I know. Were you like, oh my God, we did Bluestone Manor and they're in Marrakesh? Not that there's anything wrong with Bluestone Manor. It's fabulous. No, but like to go out of the country.
I get asked that question all the time. And in all honesty, when we go on these big trips, and you know this.
It's work.
It's, It's work.
It's hard
and you're
work.
You're working, you know, and when we were at Bluestone Manor, we worked like 18 hours a day. Not that they asked us to do that, but we would finish filming and then want to unwind. And then we're walking around the house. Of course, there's cameras everywhere. So we're still filming. I don't care if they put us in East LA. I don't care where, anywhere. We're still kind of consumed to whatever room staying in, whatever hotel,
it's true.
Whatever.
It's, you're absolutely right. So it really doesn't matter where you are. In Bluestone Manor, I happen to really love that house. I always say her grounds, if anybody, the way I describe it is like The Shining when you have that maze. Like, it's very hard to get that shrubbery like that.
It, right. I mean, it's beautiful.
That is unbelievable. Her grounds are unbelievable.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully we'll get to see you on Ultimate Girls Trip. Doing two shows a year, I think they're doing, and season 3.
All right. Well, listen,
from
your mouth to Bravo's ears. I think I could, you know, I'm a fun girl.
What about Traitors?
Traitors. I would love to do Traitors. I loved watching it.
I would too. I know.
You and I should go together to do Traitors.
Okay. So Bravo, did you hear that, Peacock?
I cannot be buried alive. I cannot be buried alive though.
Never. And I asked Brandy, I said, was it an option? Did you get asked or you just told you're going to do this? Because I would go home. Somebody can offer me $50 million and I would not be buried alive.
Me either. I couldn't do it.
I think that I would have a heart attack and die in that box. Like,
no, me too.
I've been put in small places and at an ambulance that I had to go in. And it was very like almost like a coffin they slid me into. And I could not do it. I was having panic attacks. You know,
I couldn't have my head wrapped when I had my facelift. My head gets wrapped. I have a freak out when I had my facelift. I had to take it off. And I'm like, Margaret, you have to wear, your chin's going to drop. And I'm like, oh my God, at night I would freak out. I'd have to knock myself out. I can't be like confined.
I can't be confined either. That's why I was so glad that I didn't have to have a cast put on my wrist, because I would, moments I'd be like, I got to get it off.
It was very, very hard for me. I have like a total freak out. I am not good that way. So if we don't have to do those challenges, I could do it. We'll have to make other people do it.
She said to me that they were told, now the next thing is in a tight confined space. If you're not comfortable with it, I don't think anybody knew they were going to be buried alive though.
No. I texted Kyle when I was watching it. I was like, I'm having a freak out just watching it. How did you do that?
I couldn't watch it. I
was screaming. I was screaming. It was crazy.
And it looked like they were in there for a long time.
I know. I was not. I don't even know how they did it. Because how do they know like the little breathing apparatus is working? It's too risky.
No.
Don't talk about it.
I can't talk about it.
I know. It's too much.
Anyways, we ran out of time, but thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I loved every second. I love you to death. And either I'm coming out there or you're coming back here.
Yeah, I want to go out there for sure. And if you're in town, let's go out.
I'll be over. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Thanks, Tamara.
Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.